Hello. Good morning. The walk of doom has walked up to the front. Well, this has been an interesting journey for me. About a month ago, Stuart asked me if I'd share a bit of testimony on how I came to know the Lord. And back then, the month seemed such a long way away. So last night, it was about 9 p.m. I thought I better get some ideas together for this morning, because my time had just whizzed past. It had gone. But anyway, a month seemed to just pass in an instant. Well, to be honest, I did write some things down last week. I had an hour, so I got some ideas down of what I thought I'd say. So I am improving on my preparation. Before I start, I need to come before the Lord. Heavenly Father, I come before you firstly to say I'm sorry for all the wrong things I've done, the wrong things I do, and the wrong things I'm going to do. It seems despite my best efforts, I'm failing more, not improving. I am aware of it, but I need your help, Father, to set me on a better path. I do thank you, Lord, for your consistent faithfulness to me in helping me through every situation. For your answers to my requests for help, which seems to be more and more recently. And I thank you for standing by me when I've given up on myself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So how did I come to know the Lord? Well, from as early as I can remember, although I didn't know it exactly, the Lord has been with me. Geoffrey used to say he was aware of the presence of God just at his shoulder, and that has been my experience also. I attended a Sunday school at Wigan Road Methodist Church in Lee until the age of about 6. When we moved to a new house in Lee Town Centre, it was just a bit too far for us to walk, and we didn't have a car, so we ended up not going to church after that for some time. This was quite a big change for me and resulted in me not going to church regularly. But shortly after moving, I joined Bedford Church Cubs. Mainly because they had a football team and I was interested in playing for them. But the Lord had his hand on me. And as the Cubs were expected to attend church as a group each month. So the contact was kept up in some way or form. Whizzing on a few years, I went to Manchester Road Secondary School. I could have gone to Lee Boys Grammar, but I wasn't clever enough. I didn't pass the exam. That was another life-changing experience. A few people I knew, and hundreds I didn't. But the Lord had his hand on me again, as I was taught RE by a Mr. Davis, whom I think some of our fellowship knew. And of course Pat Seddon taught her also, although she didn't teach me, she wouldn't have let me come. At the age of about 14, I was given a Good News Bible, again another contact came from some, I think it was how Julie gave it to me, my sister, and it prompted a question. I'd obviously read some of it, or I remember opening it at least. And it prompted a question in me. At the house where we lived in Lee, my room was the box room at the rear of the house. It had a sash window, and it used to face a back alley, which was quite dark. And I used to like to open the window and kneel down and just look at the starry sky, especially summertime. And one year there was a as I said, when I was about 14, there was a beautiful starry sky, and I was knelt at a window looking out in awe at these stars. And I said these words: "If there is a God, show me a shooting star." And you guessed it, one shot across. So I thought to myself, that must be a coincidence. So I asked again, "If there really is a God, show me another shooting star." And another shot across. So I don't know why, but I still wasn't satisfied. "If there is a God, show me another." And then a third shot across the sky. Now you may say that as is common in the summertime, this was a result of a meteor storm. Well, that may be the case, but if so, God placed me at my bedroom window just at the right time for my request to be fulfilled perfectly. It was around this time I became interested in the guitar and playing it, and discovering music seemed to take over my life and has still got a grip on me today. Through playing guitar, I met up with a couple of boys, one a bass player and the other a drummer, who lived in a house opposite ours, both of which went to the grammar school. And the drummer's mum had links to Lee Parish Church. And we ended up practicing in there with a view to playing some songs in the service. And again, there's another contact leading me back to God. And the Lord seemed to keep bringing me into contact with Christians one way or another. And funnily enough, when I was in the third year at our school, we joined with Lee Boys Grammar to form Bedford High School. So I ended up at grammar school after all. The impossible is possible with God. There's an incident that happened to me when I was 17. It's quite detailed, so I can't really go into all the details. But I'll tell you about it. It was quite significant. Just after leaving school, I'd be 17 at the time. A friend of mine arranged a meeting in a pub in Lee between myself and another guitarist of about the same as my age, with a view to us both playing together in the same band. We both got different styles. He was like Jimi Hendrix and I was more like Richie. Well, I thought I was like Richie Blackmore. But anyway, so it would have been good to have the two different styles together, we thought. And we just started chatting when the drug squad entered the pub. They searched everyone in there. It took them about an hour. And the two officers on each exit door. Nobody could go anywhere. And I was getting aware of the time, because time was going on, and I told my mum I would be back home about 11 p.m. And it was getting to that time. So I approached the officers at the door and told them I'd already been searched and would it be all right if I left? And they said, "Just a moment, what's this?" A little silver ball of foil, about the size of a pea. He said he pulled it out of my pocket. Now, I always used to wear really tight jeans. Nothing was in my pocket. My keys wouldn't even fit in my pocket. And nobody could have put anything in there without me knowing. And I'd only had one drink. I wasn't in a state where I didn't know. And before I knew it, I'd been arrested and whizzed off to Lee Police Station. After some intimidation, was put in a cell. As I said, there's quite a lot of detail behind all that. I didn't smoke, never touched drugs or anything like that, but I'd suddenly found myself falsely accused and arrested. So I did some praying, I tell you. It brought me right back to who I could rely on. They finally let me out. I'd witnessed some other incidents with other people, or not quite witness that, things behind doors that were going on. Somebody got beaten up, and it was quite intimidating. I was pretty petrified, to be honest. It was about 1:30 in the morning, they let me out. And of course, my mum was frantic, wondering what had gone on. So I explained to my mum, and she believed me instantly, because I've always been brought up to tell the truth. And that's what I did. I wouldn't crack under the police questioning and intimidation, because I couldn't tell a lie. I just said, I didn't do anything. I've not done anything wrong. But in the months following that, waiting for the court appearance, there were two cancelled appearances because the officer involved decided he wouldn't come. My friend's father's, the two guys I was in the band with, the lads from the grammar school, both their parents, fathers said they would come in and do a character witness for me, because the lads both knew that I didn't do anything wrong. But it took a lot of prayer to give me the strength to keep going while that process went through, and I was finally acquitted, so that my solicitor got me off on lack of evidence. It could have gone either way, because it was my word against the police. But as I say, I was it got off through lack of evidence. But it did bring me down to earth, and as I say, a lot of prayer went on, and I needed a lot of support from God at that time, because I knew if it went the other way and they said I was guilty, I knew that God knew the truth, and that's all that mattered. It's skipping forward again. It was getting on to about 1992 when Lynn and I, that's my wife, decided it was time to become more serious about church involvement, attendance. So through the parent and toddler group here, we were invited to come, so we did. Something struck me when I came through the door at the back, or the front. I was going through the back door, sneaking. We were welcomed in, and I felt the same love that I felt from my mum, the genuine love of Jesus. I could go on for hours and telling how the Lord has helped me through many situations, helped me with jobs that I do, when I'm trying to solve a problem that seems impossible. After a quick prayer, Lord, how can I solve this? A solution comes. I know it's not me. I know it's not me that's come up with the answer. I've shared on occasion some of the amazing things God has done that cannot be passed off as a coincidence. Some may remember the 12-string guitar I bought and how that happened. The circumstances that led to that was just unbelievable. And then this last year's bonfire incident with Ella that I shared at a sharing service. Again, it's just incredible the way that God worked and saved her from injury. There were times when Lynn and I would not enough money to pay the mortgage. Sometimes in the month we'd have a shortfall. And the day before it was due, just the amount we were short landed on our doormat without us telling anyone about it. Occasionally we haven't had enough money for the food, probably due to because we've spent it on the mortgage the previous month. We'd have a shortfall for the food shop. Two bags of food from the food bank were delivered to our door. We didn't even have to go and collect it. Praise the Lord. He is awesome. It's made me... I've been thinking over the... Since that Stuart asked actually about this, and I think, what do I give him back? Little or nothing. I don't understand why he's still interested in me. I would have given up on me long ago. Having said that, I still have hope and trust in God that despite my many failings, he will be there for me always. At the moment, and for the past couple of years, I feel I'm leaning heavily on the Lord and with lots of baggage which I've burdened him with as he carries me through this period of my life. I mentioned earlier that I did a bit of preparation last week for this morning. I decided to open my Bible, hoping to find an inspirational passage to link into it. It opened at Proverbs chapter 1. I'll just read it. I'm sad to say that it sums me up. It did make me smile, but it's a serious message. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Do not forsake your mother's teaching. There will be a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for someone's blood, let's waylay some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us and we will share a common purse. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths. For their feet rush into sin, they are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net in full view of all the birds. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They waylay only themselves. Such is the end of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the lives of those who get it. If you see my house, verse 13 is unbelievably appropriate. It's full of stuff. I've gathered, hoarded all sorts of stuff over the years. And you have to be careful, you don't grow to love it. It's just stuff. But I just opened my Bible and that was in front of me. I've left you 5 minutes, Jess. So I've got some things to say about each verse, but I'll not go into it. But in conclusion, how I came to know the Lord. He's been present with me as long as I can remember, faithful through thick and thin, supporting me fully throughout my life, and graciously waiting for me to submit. Amen.